In this bulletin, 13 COVID deaths in Victoria. Daniel Andrews says Labor will go further to stamp out brand stacking if that's what's needed to end the practice. And in sport, a pay increase for Australia's women cricketers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Thirteen more people have died in Victoria from COVID-19, the highest daily death toll in the current outbreak. The state has reported another 1,571 new local infections from a record number of 79,000 test results. Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital says no babies in its intensive care unit have tested positive to COVID-19 after a parent with the virus visited the ward. 29 vulnerable newborns were potentially exposed to the virus, with two of the babies considered primary close contacts. The hospital says staff won't need to isolate as they were fully vaccinated and wearing full protective equipment. Chief Executive Bernadette McDonald says rapid antigen testing for all visiting parents and carers will be introduced by the end of this week.
It is a very challenging circumstances to find the balance between allowing mums and dads to come and see their children and spend time with their children and those children to have access to their parents, and trying to manage to keep everyone, our families, our staff and our patients safe from COVID-19 and the rising numbers of COVID positive people in the community. So we would also take the opportunity to say that this is an added layer of protection.
New South Wales has reported another 444 new local cases of COVID-19, a slight increase on yesterday's number of 360. Four more people with the virus have also died. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says Labor will go further to stamp out brand stacking in the party if that's what's needed to end the practice. The state's Anti-Corruption Commission, IBAC, has been holding hearings into allegations of brand stacking by Labor MPs and staff in a scandal that's already claimed four ministers. The practice is not illegal, but is against Labor Party rules, and IBAC is investigating whether public funds were used for the work. Premier Daniel Andrews says Labor has already made several reforms, including national intervention and the suspension of the Victorian branch.
We've had big rule changes, we've had a membership audit, we've done all sorts of things. But if we have to go further, then of course we will. And IBAC will produce a report at some point, and we'll look at that, and there'll be findings in there, there'll be recommendations, I assume, and we would look to implement those.
A damning report on the United Kingdom's early response to the COVID-19 pandemic has found it ranks among Britain's worst public health failures. The joint report from the House of Commons Science and Health Committees found the delay in imposing lockdown restrictions led to thousands of unnecessary deaths. The report concluded the deadly delay resulted from ministers' failure to question the recommendations of scientific advisers. When invited to apologise on British television, Cabinet Minister Stephen Barclay declined to do so.
We followed throughout the scientific advice. We got the vaccine deployed extremely quickly. We protected our NHS from the surge of cases.
In sport, Australia's women cricketers will get a pay increase after a deal was reached between Cricket Australia and the Players Association. The $1.2 million deal comes after an acrimonious public stoush about revenue sharing in 2017. The funding boost includes extra income for the Big Bash and One Day players, as well as money for player retainers and wellbeing support. Well, now the weather. Perth mostly sunny, 22. Adelaide showers and 17. Late rain and a possible storm in Melbourne, 21. Hobart cloudy and 18. Showers increasing in Canberra, 16. Wollongong showers and 18. Sydney similar conditions, 20. Newcastle much the same, 22 degrees. Brisbane a shower or two, 24. Cairns mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.